The prison break in northern New York captured the nation's attention for 3 weeks in 2015 and spawned two screen adaptations, one of questionable accuracy on Lifetime and another based on the actual events and filmed on location for Showtime. But as one filmmaker watched what unfolded, he felt corrections officers and other workers were negatively portrayed. The documentary We Stand Corrected Dannemora chronicles the events and aftermath of the escape from the point of view of law enforcement and corrections personnel. Richie Elson's father was a corrections officer who worked at Clinton Correctional for 15 years. Elson is now a filmmaker in Los Angeles.
I saw even right from the beginning the way it was affecting my dad, who had been out of corrections for over a decade. And so I could only imagine the effect it was having on the active COs that were still working there. The way a lot of the media portrayed it, especially in other parts of the country, didn't seem totally accurate to me. And I wanted to tell the real story from the perspective of this community, from the perspective of the COs, and make sure that the facts actually came out.
Elson told Mountain Lake PBS host Tom Halleck there were numerous false narratives about corrections officers and civilian workers. He set out to engage with the local law enforcement community to document their side of the story.
When you're currently employed by the state, you're not allowed to talk to media. And because they couldn't speak, I had to really look to retired correction officers. And even a lot of them were pretty apprehensive. It really took a long time until I gained trust.
And not only retired officers, you talked to a number of the key figures in this that hadn't talked up to this point. Steve Reset, the prison superintendent. Gene Palmer, the only CO who was charged in this.
Steve Reset is a wonderful man. You know, it was a very raw, emotional interview. Gene Palmer, I believe that is the only on-camera interview with him that exists.
Palmer is very soft-spoken in the film.
I would routinely see the same individuals each and every day. I have to let them out to feed them. So I got to stand next to this guy. So there has to be respect so that when I turn my back, that I don't get assaulted.
Another individual who has shunned the media is retired New York State Police Sergeant Jay Cook. Elson recorded a riveting audio interview in which Cook describes how he captured Sweat.
He didn't stop, so I kind of took a hop and I planted my feet and I brought my pistol up and I squeezed off that first round. And it's like the whole world just... Weirdest feeling I've ever had in my life.
He agreed to let us audio record the interview. The voice was not supposed to be used in the film, and Jay finally agreed to let me keep it in. Nobody else can tell the story like this.
Other individuals participating in the film include Clinton County DA Andrew Wiley, Clinton County Sheriff David Favreau, retired New York State Police Major Charles Guess, NYSCOPA representatives, and former corrections officers. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.